The Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at the Magic for Less Travel. We are always looking to get down to our favorite Disney destination, and of course, we're always looking to save the most amount of money possible as well. And when you work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less, they check every morning for new discounts, and if you qualify for a new discount that Disney puts out there, they are going to rebook your package or room only to save you the most amount of money possible. The best part about this is that this service is absolutely free. You don't have to pay anything extra, and they're going to be there right with you. And also, with many qualifying packages, you're going to get little goodies like touringplans.com premium subscriptions, Disney gift cards, autograph books, and more. The agents over at the Magic for Less are passionate Disney fans who take care of their guests just like their family. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 717 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. It is Friday, and it is a glorious Friday because it is that time of the summer where we load up the 2006 Trailblazer, charcoal colored, with the white trailer right behind it, and we head southeast down to Florida for our awesome couple of weeks that we look forward to every summer. It gets us through the year. This is the time that I work hard all the other 50 weeks of the year so that I can do this. We are headed down to Walt Disney World and sailing on the Disney Cruise Line this week. So if you are in Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, or Florida, we're leaving St. Louis tonight around 10 o'clock in the evening. We will be driving somewhere between St. Louis and Cocoa Beach until probably about 4 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday afternoon, where we will hopefully be at Fish Lips with some friends having dinner, waving at the cruise ships, which have probably already left. Yes. And we're just looking out into the channel at fishing boats. But anyway, I don't care. I'm in Florida and it's going to be the bomb. And today we're going to talk about some of the plans for this amazing trip that we have planned. And then we'll revisit and see how well these plans went when I get home. So joining me today again in studio, kind of creeping me out, three shows here. And we have her here. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com.
This is, yeah, this, yeah, yeah. We haven't done these out of order.
That's right.
At
we
all.
Never record out of order. We have Ricky. What's up, Ricky? Blowing up our spot there. I just screwed it up.
Sorry. You know what? I am wondering if you are going to be stopping at Las Fuentes before you go to Florida.
Well, see, I've been loading up on Las Fuentes. Last week, I did three times at Las Fuentes. I think we may go Wednesday. Sarita doesn't work on Thursdays. We're going to go on Thursday, but our waitress, Sarita, doesn't work on, I think, Mondays and Thursdays. So we might have to go Wednesday because Friday is going to be crazy because we're leaving straight from Mallory's dance recital.
All right. So Friday's out. So Mike's not going to get his Las Fuentes fix on Friday. What on earth is going to happen to the world?
But see, here, and we're going to talk about this today. And I'm a great Disney planner all of a sudden because I've planned out my meals for Saturday on the way down. Like, not only have I planned out my meals at Disney, I've planned out all my meals on the way to Disney, the drive. So we'll talk about that in a second. So joining us also from where I am headed, and I should be there here in the greater Orlando area pretty well, not till the next Thursday because we're going on a cruise, but we'll see her soon. We have Debbie from MakingMagicAndMemories.com. What's up, Deb?
Hey, yes, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. I really am this time. If we could get a weekend, then I'm going to come out on a Saturday or Sunday and hook up with you guys. Yeah. And you will be so excited. I know there's going to be a hush that's going to fall across our whole podcast world, but this weekend, I hung out with some friends in Dallas, and I saw this real cute bracelet one of them had. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's one of those little wristbands. That's one of the Disney bands. And she starts laughing. She said, my daughter decorated it. Oh my gosh. It was the coolest looking band you have ever seen in your whole life. I mean, she decorated it so well, you couldn't even tell that it was a Mickey band. And I'm like, I am in. And so, I have two of them coming from me. And so, one of them I'm going to be wearing during the summertime and one of them at Christmas because one's red and I'm decorating all Christmassy. But I'm like, this is like the coolest thing. I'm finally going to get into it because I don't do bands. But as cute as this one was, I thought, I'm doing something fun like this.
Well, and we're going to talk about magic bands here in a second because I have a dilemma that I'm going to see what everybody would do because I've been losing sleep over this and this shows that I'm a Disney nut
with
this dilemma.
You may just need to let the dilemma go.
So, yeah, so we'll talk about it. But also joining us today to maybe help solve this dilemma, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less
She's
Travel.
She's good at solving dilemmas.
She was talking in Italian there not too long ago because she thought she was still back in the boot. We have Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
Buena sera.
Bonjour.
That's French, isn't it? Help with any dilemma. I am especially an expert at solving other people's dilemmas because in the end, you really don't have that big of a personal stake in it. So it's like, what do you, you know, here? I can offer a solution. It may or may not work. So anyways.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, here's what I would do because it's not going to affect me, really.
Right.
That's
here's
right.
What I think
yeah.
I might do, but whatever.
All right, well, I'm getting ready for the show here. We're going to talk about my plans.
He's got a
now that Ricky, I know the backpack is packed.
Wow, he's like pulling it out.
I'm showing you how many magic bands that I have, and
God.
I have to keep track of here. So
holy
I'm going. I'm
cow.
See, I can use visuals for Ricky. Sorry, everybody else, you can't see.
Only take four.
Well, here's the deal, though. I'm going to hang on, Larry.
Oh no, he's showing me his stupid Seven Dwarves Mine Train magic band. He's a jerk.
Leave that at home. You'll feel sad if something happens.
That's a good point. Okay, you're right.
That's one of my dilemmas. Okay, here's the thing. I want to wear and use the entire trip.
I'll just take that.
My Seven Dwarves Mine Train magic band. But here's my dilemma. Listen, here's my dilemma.
I want to see it.
It's gray.
It is gray.
It's got the Seven Dwarves Mine Train like logo on it, and it's really cool looking, except that it is gray colored. So
will I look like
a rookie, yes. like a newbie, or should I wear it because it's blinged out if you see the other side of it? I can't decide it. I'm losing sleep over this. Should I go Mizzou Gold or Seven Dwarves Mine Train, but it's gray. I don't want people to think I'm like a rookie.
Well,
who cares what people think?
That's true.
Yeah.
But
what would you do?
I'm with Pam. I would leave it because of if it gets lost, you're going to be so upset. Like, seriously, you're going to like cry and nobody wants to see that. So leave it at home, dude.
But that would be funny if you did cry.
I mean, it would be pretty funny if he cried, but I mean, that's just me being.
Oh my goodness.
That's just
now
me being evil.
I'm kidding.
He's showing me. He's got like 50 boxes of magic bands here, and he's got like 5 hanging on his microphone. So there's like a million magic bands. I'm just saying that I can see here in the studio. So I would totally.
I have another box.
Oh
here.
My god!
There's another pocket. Look
is this
here.
Like that's your annual pass holder ones? Oh my god! That's like wait. There's,
so we have four, 18. We have at least 18 sitting right here in my getting ready to be packed.
Are they all for this trip?
Well, all those are.
Oh my lord. Oh my god. Okay, he's got a lot of magic bands. Let's just go with
that. I have
that.
12 for this trip because we have annual passes and we have 2 room reservations. So,
okay, yeah, leave the Seven Dwarves Mine Train one here because if you lose it, you will be very upset.
You don't have to take those other ones either. So.
I know I don't. But because I'm either going to go gold, red for gold for Mizzou, red for Cardinals, or Seven Dwarves Mine Train, be like, hey, check this out.
No, don't bring the Seven Dwarves Mine Train one. Do the gold or the red.
Ricky. I'm with Ricky because if you lost it, that would be very. We'd see you on CNN.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'd have issues, but I'll probably
hang
wear it
from
anyway.
Hang it from there. It'll be pretty there on your microphone boom, and then you'll get to see it every day.
There's a problem.
Yes,
with magic.
I have called and asked Disney, please. I don't want any more
Can
magic
you stop
bands.
Sending me
stop
magic
sending
bands?
Stop sending the bands,
please.
Right? And they're like, well, we have to send it. I'm like, oh.
This
like,
is why it's costing
$2 billion. I have a few
of
every color many times over.
But you know what I found out? I found
one
out,
or
though.
Two bands. That's it.
Here's what I found out from one of the help desk folks at my Disney experience the other day. If you don't customize it and you get gray ones, you can take them with you, and they will recycle them at your check-in. You can give them back, and they'll recycle them. So just don't customize them if you want to be eco-friendly. So that's just
really?
Something somebody told me. Yeah, they'll just take them from you and recycle them at the desk. Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, but
do you think that's BS?
It could be.
Well, I mean, the gray ones, I can see them doing
that. But no.
Why not?
I mean, what if somebody wore it?
Because they already have a number on the back of it.
I'm sure they can rescan it and reset it, though.
And what if somebody wore it, though?
That's disgusting.
I think they said don't customize them. Just bring the box. Don't wear them.
Well,
and just give
how
them the
do you
box.
Know if they didn't wear them?
I don't know.
Exactly. Now, nobody wants to wear a gray band now that we hear this.
I mean, I'm not the most, like, you know, I don't shy away that much from germs, but that's kind of gross.
And it shows up on my profile anyway.
That's true.
That's true.
I do like that I have a white one, because when I call my Disney experience, I'm like, what about that white one? They're like, what's that one? I'm like, oh, it's my Mine Train one.
Yeah, I know. It looks weird, too. I was looking at it the other day, and I'm like, that's my Mine Train one?
It's awesome.
I'm going to hit you.
It's awesome.
I am in the studio. I can hit you. Yeah,
I know. Exactly. I know.
We've gone 8 minutes, by the way, talking about this.
So let's talk about my trip. So forget the magic bands. I am probably still going to wear my Seven Doors Mind Train, but we'll see. So anyway.
And then he's
going to
lose it and cry. So, okay, so don't say we didn't warn you about the stupid magic band.
I know you did.
Just saying.
Heard it first here on the beer.
Right. Don't say I didn't warn you not to wear it, because you're going to lose it, and then you're going to be upset, and I don't want to hear you crying to me, oh God, Ricky, I lost my magic band.
I don't know what to do. I will be sad.
Wow.
Okay, here we go. So I am going down.
Every person with him, I can do this now.
Here we go. We're driving down Friday after the dance recital. We're hopefully getting there for dinner at Fish Lips. We're going to spend the night
in
Cocoa
Beach.
What time
is the dance recital?
It ends at 9, I think, or 10.
In the morning?
No, at night.
Friday night.
We're going to drive overnight and get there Saturday late afternoon.
Okay.
So we're staying at Cocoa Beach. We're staying at the La Quinta Cocoa Beach. For that one night before the cruise, it's approximately 5 minutes, I think, from the pier. It's right down by Ron John's in Cocoa Beach. And I picked this one because this is a hotel that was originally owned by the Mercury astronauts. Now, not that there's a whole lot left. It's a La Quinta, because they had to sell it because they thought it was a conflict of interest for these 7 astronauts to own the hotel where people were coming down to watch their launches. Mm. They got in trouble by NASA. But, you know, I like the history of the space program. So there is a plaque there with the names of the 7 astronauts. So I'm going to get my picture by that. Just kind of check out. I love Cocoa Beach. It has such history with the space program. So I love being on the Space Coast. So we're going to stay there. Get up Sunday morning on the 22nd. Get on the Dream. We're doing a 4-night cruise to the Bahamas. And, you know, just chilling on that cruise. And we're looking forward to it. Don't have much planned. The only thing we have planned is we're going to do brunch on the Sea Day Apollo, kind of a tradition for all the podcast folks. We like to do that. And also on Castaway Key this time, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to run the 5K just to get some running in. But also, I think we're going to rent bicycles now that Mallory she's a big bike rider now.
Awesome.
She's 6. So we're going to try to ride bikes around the island. I've never been to the Observation Tower. Anybody been there?
That's cool.
Have you been there? It looks pretty cool.
I have been there a few times.
So it looks like a great place to take pictures, maybe. So
absolutely.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Take a camera.
And also, I'm planning to eat lots and lots of cookies, too.
Cookies. Oh, my God. They do have the best cookies.
Oh,
I know. You were talking about the barbecue, but I'm thinking about their actual cookies. So.
And then I plan on spending lots of time on Deck 11 aft, back by Luigi's, doing the back and forth between the pizza and the ice cream stand.
Yes.
So I may be back to my normal size by the time I return from
good.
The cruise.
Good, because you're too skinny right now.
All right. So what's going to happen is after the cruise, we are going to, and we get off the cruise on Thursday morning, bright and early, June 26th. We're going to drive over. It's about, you know, 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how, you know, we got the trailer, but I can still cruise with that thing. We're going to check into Port Orleans Riverside Resort. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing. Gets back to the magic bands. I'm a part of that test that's going on where I could actually totally bypass the check-in and just go straight to my room. They'll text me and let me know when my room's ready and all that stuff. However, the deal is, if I want to use any of these other magic bands, which I can't even remember which ones go with Riverside, so I don't even know which box is which at this point. So I'm going to go there anyway. A lot of people said, well, what would you do? I like the interaction of the check-in and talking to the cast member. And we're also going to have connecting or hopefully adjoining rooms with our other family members or nearby rooms. They're going down as well. So I don't want to skip this. I want to go down and, you know, just kind of get that experience down in the main building and check in and walk to our resort like I always get. I don't want to bypass that. I like that experience. So Debbie, what do you think? If you had the opportunity to just go to your room, would you do it or would you skip it?
I like to actually know. I like that interaction as well, like you just said. And I definitely would want, because I like to know where my room is, because I do not want a parking lot view or a parking garage view. So I'm kind of fussy about that, Mike. I want to find out where is my room. So instead of me dragging my bags all the way there to find out it's a dreadful view, then I want to get that taken care of up front so that I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, that's how I am. I just want to find out what's going on. I like talking to folks. I mean, it's part of the fun of a Disney vacation is interacting with the cast members. You know, that's, I just don't want to skip that's like the arrival. Like, I mean, those are some of the best memories I have of Disney vacations, honestly, because you have the anticipation of them going and getting your packet. And I know this sounds crazy, but you know, they get your packet, then they bring they break out the Sharpie and they circle the building you're in. And, you know, then they tell you where your room is and they show you, okay, park here. And, you know, here's how you get to your room. I love that stuff. I mean, I'd be sad if I missed out on that. And I know that for some travelers that are, you know, you're really tight, maybe you're down there for a quick weekend, you want to drop your bags and go, I could see the advantages to it, but it's not something, I don't know, Pam, would you take advantage of that, or would you want to go through the check-in process?
I would, just because I want to see how they do it.
Right.
I want to see it in action, but aside from that, am I normally going to do it this way? I don't know. I am like everyone else in that I do kind of like the interaction with the cast member. I really, you know, I like to hear that. If I have questions about stuff, I know I can ask them right there. And I don't know. I feel like I would miss that. Maybe some people don't, but I kind of do. So,
Yeah. And we also have we've booked into a royal room again because we had that last year. Mallory loved it. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was just
really
taking
cute,
the story. Yeah, it's right into your room. Now, this year we don't have a river view because that was unavailable. But we have a garden view, so we'll just, you know, we'll do the best we can. I love the Royal Room Riverview. That's my best place to stay at Riverside. But, you know, we'll have the garden view and we'll be fine. So we'll be staying there. Now, this first day, now remember, we just got off the cruise ship. So we're going to be fresh. Like, we're going to be well relaxed and everything. And our other family members are joining us. They're flying down very early this morning and checking in with us to the same day at Riverside. And they're flying from St. Louis. But we have a packed day. So as soon as we get to Riverside, we're going to check in, and maybe the room will be ready, maybe it won't. Either way, we'll get going. 12:15 that day, we're doing Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique right off the bat. We weren't going to do it for Mallory this trip. Let me just say this off the bat. We were not doing this trip for Mallory. However, my niece went and booked it for her daughter over at... because they don't get to come all the time. And, of course, they've heard the stories and seen the pictures of Mallory. Like,
right. Oh,
we got to do that princess makeover thing. So I'm like, oh, man, you just cost me $300.
Exactly, because you can't, like, can't go and then
exactly.
Mallory can't.
Mallory can't just, like, watch Zoe do this.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Boom, $300 out of my pocket. I've been to Walt Disney World for 3 hours. It's ridiculous. So anyway, this first day, we're making it all about the girls. We're getting their vacation kicked off the right way, especially for Zoe, who doesn't get to go all the time. So we're going over 12:15 doing Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. We're following that up with our fast passes over at the Magic Kingdom doing Enchanted Tales with Belle. At 2:10, we have a fast pass for that. At 3:20, we're going to meet Cinderella and Rapunzel over in the Fairy Tale Hall for pictures. Wish we could have done Anna and Elsa, but that's coming up later. And then that night, we're going to hop over to Epcot. We're going to have dinner with the princesses at Akershus at 6:25.
Nice.
Then we're hopping back over to the Magic Kingdom to wrap up the night. We have a fast pass for the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, so we can actually ride a ride together. And then we're going to watch Wishes and close out the night at the Magic Kingdom. So how's that for day at Walt Disney World? Does that work?
Like a good day.
Yes, crazy. Ma'am.
We'll be tired, man.
Yes.
I don't know how we're going to make the rest of the vacation.
Awesome.
So the next day, we're headed over to the studios. We have fast passes for Star Tours, which, again, I don't like Star Tours. It makes me ill, but you had to make three choices,
right, exactly.
So I picked that.
That's the hard part, yeah.
Of course, we have Toy Story, and
you
have
to at least go through the line.
Yeah, right. I do. You know, the line. I like the line better than the attraction.
Yeah, me too.
And then we're doing Toy Story and Twilight Zone Tower of Terror that second night, and we're going to hop over that night to have dinner at Beaches and Cream. So
nice.
We're going to take a friendship boat over to there. And, you know, eat at Beaches and Cream that night. So far, so good. Next day is a Saturday. Back to the Magic Kingdom early in the morning doing Big Thunder Mountain, Space Mountain. And on this day, the girls are going to break out whatever dress they got that first day because we have a fast pass. Yes, we do. For Anna and Elsa at the Princess Fairy Tale Hall on that Saturday afternoon. So we're going to meet them. And, of course, we're going to have to do up their hair again and...
Well, just don't,
stuff.
You know, don't wash it. I don't know.
It's been 3 days, two days at this point in Florida.
No, yeah, and it's heat.
Yeah. So after they meet Anna and Elsa, and hopefully they'll be walking on clouds, we're going to go back. This is something that we're trying to plan our ADRs. We're going to the Sci-Fi Dine-In for a late lunch at 2:10. So I'm excited about
that.
I know. I've heard that the food's gotten better.
Yeah.
That'll
I've
be
heard it's trending
very
up.
Good.
So I'll let you know what I think of Sci-Fi.
Onion rings are to die for.
What's that? Onion rings?
The beer batter onion rings.
Sounds good to me. Score. So yeah, we'll have lunch there. Then we don't have a dinner plan that night because, you know, I just think I don't like to have a counter serve or a table service dinner every night. I like, you know, doing breakfast sometimes, doing lunches sometimes. So we'll just kind of get what we get. And who knows where we'll end up that night because we're, you know, out of fast passes at that point. We've used our three. So that night, I like the idea that, you know, it's a Saturday night. It's going to be flexible. We can do whatever we want.
That's nice.
Uh-huh. Sunday on the 29th, we have fast passes in the afternoon. Nothing in the morning. This might be a sleep in day to kind of catch up and maybe enjoy the the stuff over at Riverside. We're going to do Living with the Land at 3 o'clock, Spaceship Earth at 4:40. We have a dining reservation at Garden Grill, which I guess I will keep now that I have just heard.
You're going to get to keep it.
I was getting ready to cancel because it was no longer spinning, but apparently it is now back to rotating.
Yay! Good job, Disney. Way to fix it.
Yes. Woo-hoo. And yes. I've heard they've sped it up tenfold.
No, that's not correct.
Yes, people are flinging out into this.
It's like
know,
the Highland
Prairie.
Sun, like you said earlier,
yeah, it's like a gravitron.
Yeah, exactly.
You stick to the wall. Yeah. And so then we're also going to do Test Track later that night to kind of close out the night before Illumination. So that should be a good night. And you know what I'm excited about is that Paige is really into soccer. Everybody knows that. Duh. Listened to the show for a long time. They have turned the Odyssey
that's
into a place
awesome.
Where you can watch World Cup soccer. So we may never see Paige the days we're at Epcot.
No kidding. And don't read my touring plans post where I talked about everywhere you can see the World Cup while you're at Disney World because, yeah, they have a lot of places you can go.
That's good. I mean, it's good for, you know, I don't have to watch it. That's I'm true. Not a soccer fan. I'm a that's football true. Fan, but American football.
It would be pretty cool to see in the Odyssey, though.
Yeah, I'll go in there.
Yeah. I haven't been in there ever, so.
You know what? I think I might like the. I might not even like soccer, but I remember last time during the World Cup, we were down in Walt Disney World. I don't know what it is. I guess because it's in the summer.
Yeah.
But we were eating lunch at ESPN Club over on the boardwalk just one afternoon. We were just grabbing some lunch, and there were some folks in there from, I think it was Mexico. Mexico was playing. And we, like, more than watching the game, we liked watching them watch the game. Because, I mean, for 90 minutes, these people were just dying over, like, every cross and every header. Oh, my gosh. We were talking about that the other day, my wife and I. Just, like, remember that guy from Mexico during the World Cup? Like, that guy was just, and he was just, like, singing and chanting
That's
and
awesome.
Dying and clapping. I mean, every emotion in the book. So I might go into the Odyssey just to get in on the hooliganism.
That's
that
awesome.
There.
Yeah.
All right, so Monday, this is going to be a Magic Kingdom day doing Splash Mountain, Haunted Mansion, and Peter Pan's Flight. Those are our three Fast Passes. Nothing else scheduled that day. Can you believe it? No
wow.
dinner, no lunch, nothing.
Wow.
Nope, not that day. Tuesday, we move over. Now, our friends have left us, our family members. They are done at that point. We're moving over to Disney's Wilderness Lodge on this Tuesday, July 1st. That day, that morning, we're doing Spaceship Earth over at Epcot, the Seas with Nemo and Friends, and Soarin'. And then that night, since we're like kicking off our Wilderness Lodge stay, we're having dinner at Whispering Canyon
nice.
Cafe.
Very good. Be sure to ask for ketchup.
That's right. And hopefully, and I'm always thirsty. So
yeah.
And so that's a 5 o'clock reservation for dinner, which I like because it gives us flexibility. We can either kind of go back and enjoy the pool and stuff at Wilderness Lodge, because we've been at Walt Disney World now for, you know, 5 or 6 nights.
True.
And we've probably seen Wishes. We've probably seen Illuminations. We've probably seen Fantasmic. So this might be a great night to chill at the pool, you know, especially after you eat at Whispering Canyon, man. You're stuffed.
That's right.
That place wipes you. I mean, that place just, it fills you up. It's heavy food.
It is.
So we may just stay at the hotel that night, or we could hop a boat, go over to the Magic Kingdom and see what's going on. The next day, July 2nd, we're doing the Great Movie Ride over at the studios, Void's Little Mermaid, Toy Story Mania. Nothing else scheduled on the 2nd. You know, we're going to eat whatever we want at that day. Remember, we're not on a dining plan.
Right.
We have tables in Wonderland. So, you know, one of the good things about not being on a dining plan, there's lots of great reasons to be on it, but you don't feel like you have to have a table service meal every day, and especially in the summer when it's blazing hot.
That, you know what, that's
we
true,
could,
though.
But we don't have to. Yeah.
When you're, I mean, you don't, when you're at home and you're thinking about, oh, man, think about all the great food that's at Disney, blah, 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 blah. But then when you actually get there and you're, like, looking at the menu, you're like, oh, I don't want any of this right now. It's too heavy, like, because it's summer and it's hot. And you're like, this is the worst idea ever.
It is. Because, you know, sometimes you just, you make those reservations. And, like, I tend to keep them all. You know, I tend to go. I know a lot of people will cancel. Like, you'd start being flexible while you're down there. I pretty much, once I make them, I don't change things very much
right.
unless something comes up.
Right.
All right. So the next day is July 3rd. It is the pre-4th of July holiday. And I think I've planned this day out pretty well. The morning, not a whole lot going on the 3rd. We'll probably go to a park, undetermined at this point. No fast passes for that yet. But on the evening of July 3rd, that's where I put the fast pass pluses, because I think that the park's going to be a nut house all over the place on July 3rd, because it's a Thursday night. I think the locals will get off work, maybe come over to the parks. People that are in the closer areas maybe take off work Thursday and make it a big weekend.
Yep.
So at 5:45, we're eating at my favorite restaurant of all time, Kona Cafe, over at the Polynesian. Love that place. Oh, love that place. And then we have fast passes at 6:40 for Jungle Cruise.
Sweet.
Maybe I'll get a cool skipper. I'm
that's
just saying.
Right. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Then at 7:55, we're doing Seven Dwarves Mine Train, and at 9:10, Space Mountain. And then, you know, of course, hopefully we'll get to see the 4th of July fireworks at the Magic Kingdom that night on July 3rd.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
July 4th, the plan is nothing in the morning. We're going to have a 2:45 Living with the Land reservation, Fastpass Plus reservation over at Epcot. Soarin' after that at 3:50. Spaceship Earth at 5:20. And at 6:30 on the 4th of July, we are eating at Beer Garden.
Ooh.
I love Beer Garden.
Excellent. Yeah. Brian and I, that's on our bucket list.
You've never done Beer Garden?
No, never. And he's really big about like German food right now.
Oh, it's so good.
I need to get over there because he really he's really loving German food right now. So, well, he is German. Makes sense. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
You guys went to that German place in Georgia.
That's why he's big into German food right now. Dude, that place has the best pretzel. Oh my God. Seriously. And they call him German wings. They're actually pork shanks, but oh, they're so good.
Well, so Beer Garden, that was fun. It's not one of the most expensive places.
No.
You know, it's not cheap by any means, but it's not. It's one of your more affordable places in World Showcase. It's a buffet. There's stuff that's pretty authentic. There's stuff that's, you know, for the person who's picky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the 4th of July, then we can kind of walk out if we have, because our reservation's at 6:30. By the time we walk out of there, it's 7:30, and you can see the 4th of July fireworks at Epcot. I mean, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
That should be fun. Even though I was kind of thinking about the studios, I haven't looked at this stuff in months, so I'm glad I'm doing this before we leave, so I kind of have an idea where we're going. Saturday, July 5th, nothing in the morning. This is the day after the 4th of July, so I thought we might be tired. That evening, we have a 4:10 for Fast Pass Plus for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train again. Yes, I'm getting my monies out of the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train Fast Passes. Then we're doing Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain that evening. Those three, we're going to have a lot of fun kind of on the exciting things there.
Ranges.
I know we are. And then that night, we're doing a very late dinner, 8:10, Be Our Guest.
Nice.
Fantasyland.
Very nice.
Only time I could get it, so we're eating midnight.
That's okay. That's normal dinner time for me.
That is true.
Yeah.
And then the last day, Sunday, I don't know if we're still going to be there or not. We'll probably be heading home early this day, but I did make Fastpass Plus reservations just in case. For early in the morning, 9:10, Big Thunder Mountain, 10:10, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, 11:10, Space Mountain. I made them as close together as early as possible, so maybe I can talk my wife into doing three more rides before we go home. I'll be like, look, these things are golden. They're right here.
We have to use it.
This is my insurance. It's four more hours at our favorite place. So
that
is the plan for the trip. You know, lots of times that we kind of don't have a lot going on, you know, and we have kind of bundled up our Fastpass Plus reservations. But I'll tell you, one of the things I'm looking forward to the most, of course, the cruise, every aspect of the cruise. When we get to Nassau, I don't think we're going to get off the ship at this point. I think we're going to stay on. We've been to Nassau quite a few times now. Just want to enjoy the ship. And actually, Pam is really, she's been wanting to see Maleficent forever. I don't want to see Maleficent. I will, but you know, I'm guessing, and I haven't looked at this. I should have looked this up by now. I'm guessing that it'll be showing on the ship because it's out at the theaters.
It will be. Absolutely.
So we're talking about maybe watching that on the Nassau day because I bet you they'll probably have it playing at some point.
Absolutely.
During that day.
Absolutely. That'll be good.
You know, it's air conditioned. It's not hot.
No.
Yeah.
That's a good option.
That sounds like a good use of time, actually.
I don't have to drop $25 at the theater to go see something I don't want to see.
Right.
That's true.
I try to be frugal. She always says I'm
too
frugal.
You're making money.
A little bit.
I'm making money. I don't know about that. Yeah. And then, you know, if the movie's terrible, like everybody says it is, I'll just go up and ride the aqueduct and forget about it. So, we'll probably stay on the ship in Nassau. Castaway Key, just can't wait to, you know, maybe ride bikes, like I said, go to the beach, just chill. Eat at Cookies three or four different times before we get back on the ship. Do the Castaway Key 5K because this is getting more popular, people are saying. You know, a lot of people are hearing about it, doing it. You know, I'm trying to keep my fitness up, so it'll be a good time to get out there and run. One of our listeners, Diane, just got off the Disney Cruise Line, said she did not get the plastic medal for finishing last time.
Aw, that stinks.
I know. But, I mean, I've heard people since then that have. So I think it's just kind of hit or miss. Maybe that day the cast member just forgot to grab them when they got off the ship. Because it's not an official race, and it's just an activity that's put on by the cruise director staff, basically. So maybe they just forgot to bring them out that day. I don't know. At Walt Disney World, I'm excited about hanging out at the pools. One of the places I want to explore, I just thought about this today, the day we're recording. And you mentioned this, Ricky. I'm not going to get to go to Las Fuentes for a couple weeks here. It's going to be kind of painful. Maya Grill is something that's kind of popping up. So Pam, have you done Maya Grill? And what are your thoughts on? Do they have fajitas?
Gosh, I don't remember if they have fajitas.
I know the Pepper Market has.
That's what I was going to ask if they don't have.
Yeah, the Pepper Market does for sure.
I don't know if they have fajitas, but I know that they had burritos because Brian got one, and it's like a
They have fajitas. Do they have fajitas? Have like chicken and steak, and then they have a mixture of
That's
them.
That's my order right there: the chicken and steak combo fajita.
There you go.
They do, but Maya Grill gets. I hear some interesting things about them sometimes, and it's been a while since we have been, so it's always on. Oh, I'm looking at the menu. They have a San Antonio fajita skillet, a sizzling skillet with your choice of steak, chicken, or shrimp, loaded with sauteed onions, bell peppers, Monterey Jack cheese, and sour cream, served with warm tortilla.
Oh, I'm so
steak
there.
And
okay.
shrimp,
okay.
steak and shrimp.
It's $21.95 at Las Fuentes. How much is it at Maya Grill?
You know what? That's for it's two. Only $24.95.
Okay, that one at Las Fuentes is for two.
That's the difference.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's
not too bad for Disney, I don't think.
It's actually not.
No.
And, you know, I got to have fajitas now. Yeah. That's like my thing for
last
year.
And they have some other interesting looking things. They have shrimp tacos. They have, you know, some other things. So you may want to give it a shot.
All right. Yeah, so that was just something that popped up. And, you know, these are just my plans, of course. Do follow along at BRGuestMike on Twitter and on Instagram. I'll be taking you live, you know, on my adventures with all my, you know, live tweeting and so forth. But it's going to be a fun trip either way. You know, I think, like everybody says, you got to have a plan. You got to have fast passes. You got to have advanced dining reservations. For the most part, you don't always. But, you know, it doesn't hurt to have them. But, you know, I'm looking at slowing down this trip. I've said that, and I've enjoyed it. When I actually do allow myself to do that, you know, I just want to sit by the pool, lay in a hammock over it. Riverside has some good hammocks.
Yeah.
I've laid there. Now that I have my own, I'm a hammock expert.
Yeah, you're a hammock player.
You know, so...
Hammock expert.
I'm getting to be very good at laying in a hammock.
Yeah,
which is sad. It's hurt my steps on my Fitbit. So anyway, it should be a fun trip. I'll take you along, and we'll definitely talk about it here on the show when I return. So don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. And if you want to head down and, you know, have a dinner over at Beer Garden, maybe check out the Beaches and Cream restaurant, get those Fast Pass Pluses for Mine Train. First thing you got to do is you got to plan a vacation. You can't just, you know, you just can't just say, oh, I'm going to go to Beaches and Cream. You got to book a hotel room. You want to get down there and have a great time, get some tickets, and make it a true vacation for your travel party. And one of the agents over at the Magic for Less, they're going to help you get the best vacation possible for the, you know, the best financial deal at the same time. And they're going to be there like your personal concierge to take care of any questions that pop up. You just send a text, send an email, give a call to your agent. They're going to be right there to help you with anything that you need. And their services are absolutely free to use. Check them out today. They are a great help in planning your next Disney vacation. They're over at themagicforless.com. Check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right there at magicalmouseradio.com. And drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. And of course, get in on the conversation over on Twitter, over on the forums. We know Twitter's at BRGuestMike, but over on the forums, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. You're distracting me by laughing at your phone next to me. I can't have you in the studio anymore.
Sorry.
We'll try to get in on Wednesday. We'll see. All right. So again, I'm down at Walt Disney World. If you happen to be there while we're there, we're going to be there the 26th of June through July 6th. Please do come up and say hi. I'd love to meet you. Shake your hand, say hey, and talk some Disney with you live at Walt Disney World. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. I'm headed to Walt Disney World in a few hours, so I'll see you in the Southeast. I'll wave to everybody, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.